I wanted to share this. This is a word that I felt like I was getting for y'all as a church, and then we'll talk about healing, I promise, because that's important.
Yeah, we're having a little bit careful talk.
So. Okay. I'll be really quick about this. I just saw, I felt like the Lord asked me last week, how many people does it take to reach a city? And then today I felt like he said, how many pieces of bread, how many fish does he need to feed 5,000 people? And I felt like the Lord said that as you put yourself in his hands and you're broken, he's going to multiply you. So just make that really short.
One of the coolest things happened for me lately is recently he went out to pray for somebody, and this lady said, oh, you must be, you're from that church that prays for faithful people.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I'd like for that, and I'd like for this church, all of my churches, to be known like that. Oh, you're the one that people are always out there praying for.
Well, you know that the motto for Asheville that's on the police cars and everything is, I lift my eyes to the hills.
That's amazing. And Bishop John Holloway, back in the late 1990s, prophesied over Asheville that it would once again be Bethel, the house of God.
Amen. You know, they used to get Wimber. Wimber was a pretty simple teacher. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people would get accused, would say to him, we're looking for deep things. We want the meat of the word. And Wimber would always say, the meat is in the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not going to grow our churches by how much expository preaching we can do. It's going to bring heaven to earth. And people having real encounters with God. Not just sacrificial love. Things like early bread are awesome, but seeing people get healed in early bread. People who get healed in early bread don't go down and pray for people who are lawyers and they get healed. It's not just... We've kind of reduced the outreach to sacrificial acts of love. But Jesus heals people because he loves them.
Absolutely.
Amen.
You know? And the good news to the afflicted isn't that we're going to go pray for you in your affliction so that you'll be okay with it. Good news to the afflicted is you're not going to be afflicted. That's what it says. Jesus came to preach the good news to the afflicted.
Who feels excited right now? Anybody? Okay, good. All right. Good. All right, well. So I just wanted to talk about healing really quick, just some practical things that I feel like are important. So a lot of times we think, okay, I'm just going to go pray for someone, but how do I do that? And really there's no one model. Like Bishop was saying, there's not a magic formula. But there are a couple of things I want to share that are not formulas. So in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus called his 12 disciples to him, and he gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every sickness and disease. So you are seated in Christ. You have authority. You have authority. Jesus says to heal every disease and every sickness. Trying to think of how to do this. So words of knowledge, I want to talk about that really quick. And then, so a word of knowledge is just kind of what it's been called for a long time. It's when you get a prophetic revelation about something that someone's going through. And that can come in a number of ways. I'm just going to go through real quick. It can come in any way, come in a thousand ways. But these are some ways that people have observed them coming. And I want you to be aware of them because you may get one. And I want you to know if you get one, because there was a friend of mine who went out and he said, when we were praying, my legs started hurting, and so I had someone pray for me. I was like, that was probably a word of knowledge. So I just want you to be aware of it. So sometimes a word of knowledge, you can feel it, okay? So you get a pain in a part of your body that it's not normally there. And I'm new to a lot of this stuff, by the way. But you get a pain you don't normally have, and you feel it. And that can be an indication that, and you can ask the Lord, who is this for? And I've seen a few people healed as a result of that, which is so much fun. It's awesome. You could think it. You could just have the thought, like you get with prophecy. You just have the thought, I wonder if this person has this thing. And you could say, do you have this thing? And they could say yes or no. You could dream it. The first time I ever saw someone get, well, not the first time, but when this started a few months ago, I had a dream about these two guys from Mexico. And anyway, long story short, I was walking through Walmart watching Bishop's live stream about being in Christ Monday night at 6:30, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, in case you're interested. It's really good. And Bishop was talking about healing, that seeing someone get healed, and I was like, I want to see this happen. I had this dream, and Bishop said, go find the person. Anyway, this is complicated, but anyway, I saw the people in Walmart that I had dreamed about the night before, and in the dream, they had pain in their hip and their knee, and I went up to him and was like, this is crazy, but you were in a dream I had, and you had pain here and here, and he was like, are you a psychic? He was just freaking out. And he's like, I don't believe in this stuff, but you can pray for me. And so I prayed for him, and the Lord healed him. And he's like, I don't even believe this. He was just like, so you can dream it. You could get a picture. So, like, you might get a picture of, like, just someone's body part or something. You could get a picture of it. You could get an open vision. I've never had that, but I would love to. An open vision is when God just takes over your visual. It's not in your mind's eye. A lot of times God will speak in your imagination, you know, your mind's eye. And a lot of times, don't discredit that, by the way. He speaks through our imagination. Sometimes he will take over the whole thing, and he'll give what is called an open vision, where you just see it. You're not even trying to see it. It just happens. And so sometimes people get an open vision. Sometimes, and this is interesting too, I think it's good for us to hear this because it expands what we think God can do. Like, I always want my box to be exploded of what I think God can do. So we can smell them. I was at this thing, and they were praying for words of knowledge, and someone smelled sulfur, and they said, I smell sulfur. And someone there had a daughter who was bipolar, and they were on medication, sulfur, and they were having some issues with that medication. So it was a word of knowledge that linked to that through smell. And then there's one guy who could read them. He would just get a vision of someone's medical charts, and he would see the conditions spelled out. He didn't even know what the conditions were. His name was Blaine Cook. He was part of the Vineyard Movement. And he would just read the condition. So, and it can come in a bajillion ways, okay? I'm not limiting it, but you could feel it. You could think it, dream it, get a picture of it, an open vision, read it or smell it. Or those are some ways that people have been, that the Lord's been given. And I believe some of you guys are going to get words of knowledge for people. And again, go for it. And words of knowledge are scary to go for because you're right or you're wrong. Like, there's no interpreting, you know, your left elbow is spiritually significant. You know, you're right or you're wrong. And it's okay either way. It's awesome, though. And it may not even be for that person. So there's a lot of learning. Practicing walking, we walk it out, we learn. It's worth every bit because I promise you God changes people's lives through this. Okay. So you see someone on the street. And they have like a knee brace and they're like hobbling around, or they have like, you know, this neck brace, and you're like, hey, what happened? How are you doing today? Or you say, hey, we're out praying for people. Is it okay if we pray for you? They say yes. Okay, where do you go from there? So what we're going to talk about is just one model, okay? Follow the Spirit's leading, but this is just one model. So you want to find out what happened. So the first point is just talk to them. Ask what happened. Okay, I hurt my leg. In fact, do you just want to come up here? Do you want to come up here?
You're going to be his guinea pig.
Yeah. Okay. When we pray for people, we're praying out of obedience. Jesus said, go pray for the sick.
Sit here.
Move this out of the way. Okay. You can sit or stand or whatever.
I'll stand for a minute.
Okay. So so what happened? Can you tell me about what happened?
Just arthritis.
Arthritis, okay. When did the arthritis start?
When did it start? I have no
years ago.
What?
50 years ago.
She's giving you a hard time. We've prayed for two and a half.
Yeah, I've been praying for a lot about this, and
we'll pray again.
And this, my knees were doing okay, and then we went on vacation and slept on the wrong kind of mattress, and one night, the second night, that's. I can feel my knee,
yeah.
And I made it to the chiropractor one day this week, and he kind of put it back together with this little clicker thing, but
Yeah.
I'm still not sure.
Yeah.
But it feels okay right now.
Yeah.
But I never know.
Yeah. So it started about 50 years ago.
I think that's an exaggeration.
15.
That's his wife. Yes. Long-suffering.
I mean, that would have been a long time ago, but.
The combination of the bicycle accident, it's never been great since then. That was a very long time
ago. Okay, so there is a bicycle accident.
There was a couple of. I know what road rash is.
Okay. Okay. Well, 15 years ago, when it got really pronounced, was there anything that happened that triggered that, or?
It's just been very slow.
Just been slow. Yeah.
Yeah, just been slow.
So we're just having conversation. I'm just getting this again. It's a model. I don't want you to get hung up on any part of this, but we're asking questions because. There are occasions, and I almost didn't want to say this because I don't want you to get hung up on this one part, but sometimes when things start with people at a certain time, there can be stuff that was going on in their life at that time that sometimes will need to be dealt with for healing. Now, that is not, again, that's a side point. That's like, I don't want you to get hung up on that. But that has happened. Bishop has a story where he saw that happen where, what exactly happened
with
that?
There's a lady who was 51. She had had severe headaches and dizziness. Constantly, never was interruption. For many years, I asked her, prayed for her, she didn't get healed. The Holy Spirit just asked her a question. I asked her, is anybody in her life she'd not forgive? And she said, her parents. I said, what happened? She said, well, when she went off to school, when she was 18, they had some conflict, and she'd never been able to give them. So I asked her, so how long has your headache been? She's 51. She says, I've had a headache for 33 years in dizziness. I said, so since you're 18? And she said, yes. I said, would you be willing to forgive your parents? And she said, I would. And she did, and she got healed instantly.
So we want to get some information, because there are sometimes root causes that are, but
especially if it's a sudden onset of something.
Yeah. So, I feel like we've got enough to where we can start praying for him. There was a bike accident that happened.
I'd forgotten about.
She had forgotten about. So, the cross of Jesus Christ breaks every accident, sickness. Can I get 3 volunteers? Okay. Can I get someone who's never prayed for someone for healing? Who's never prayed for somebody for healing? Anybody?
We do it here every Sunday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, do all the altar every Sunday praying for each other.
Okay. Well, can I get 2 more volunteers then? Maybe non-clergy, although I do want you to come up here. Okay, come on. Yeah, come on up here.
Is there some kind of pinched nerve in his back too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that exacerbated the supplement. Which doesn't affect everything else.
Okay. So do you guys want to come up over here beside him? So we talked to him. So he'd say, you know, we're out praying for people. Sometimes when we pray for people, they get healed, but not every time. Is it okay if we pray for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not.
Well, that's so. You don't have to lay hands on people. Okay. But if you do, ask their permission. That's just a general. Is it okay if we put our hands on?
Sure.
Okay. And I know he's a Christian. Like if I know someone's a Christian, I feel more like, or if I feel a prompting from the Spirit. But a lot of times I pray for people and I'm just close to them and the Lord heals them. So I. So y'all can go ahead and put your hands on his shoulder. And someone could you point out where on your back? Don't put your hand hard, just kind of hover over it.
Yes. Right in here usually.
Okay. So we're not going to touch it too hard. So Jesus said he gave us authority over sickness. So can you pray for him? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to command the pain to leave. So, before you do that, I forgot something. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 being, excruciating, 1 being nothing, where's your pain at right now?
Right now, it's pretty low.
Pretty low?
Okay. Maybe one or two or something.
Okay, so it's pretty low.
Just uncomfortable.
Okay. So, but you can feel it. You can tell it's there.
Yeah, I know. I know I have a knee right here.
Yeah, well, that's what I was feeling.
I can feel that. Stuff. And I can feel a little bit in my back. And okay. That's when I have to sit down.
Okay. Well, we'll start with the back. So sometimes if someone has multiple conditions, we'll start somewhere. Sometimes God will just heal them both. So, yeah. I always invite the Holy Spirit. So I'm just going to pray, invite the Holy Spirit to come, and then we'll pray for him. You can repeat after me, and then we'll check on. So Holy Spirit, we just invite your presence.
Holy Spirit, we just invite your presence.
Thank you that you're here.
Thank you that you're
here. Father, we thank you for healing in the back.
Father, we thank you for healing in the back.
Loosening all pinched nerves in Jesus' name.
Loosening all pinched nerves in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, I command all the pain to leave his back now.
In the name of Jesus, I command all the pain to leave his back right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We command relaxing to come into the back.
We command relaxing to come into the back.
And all loose nerves.
And all loose nerves.
To come in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So what we're going to do... Let's pray for the knee while we're at it. And then, so do you want to just...
We'll probably have to stop after this one, David.
Okay. Do you just want to put your hand on his knee lightly? So thank you, Father, for brand new knee.
Thank you, Father, for brand new knee.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I command all pain to leave the knee now.
In the name of Jesus, I command all pain to leave the knee right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen. So then what we'll do is ask, so you were at a three, two, one or two earlier.
One or two.
So I want you to test out, and don't be nice, don't, because we're here, like we just want to know where you're at right now.
It doesn't really feel any different.
Any different, okay. So the back is still kind of a little discomfort.
Yeah.
The knee's still a little discomfort, okay.
But that doesn't mean the Lord isn't healing.
No. So we're going to pray one more time. So... We can pray multiple times. Okay, there is one time where Jesus prayed for healing for someone who is blind, and he prayed twice. So you can pray until the person tells you to get lost, or you can pray and if you just don't see anything happening and you're feeling led, like, okay, we're going to wrap this up, you can just bless them. I mean, it's God's deal. Okay, so we're going to pray again, but we're going to get a little more serious with it. So,
David, also, this David, I command all the information.
When I keep wondering, what's your mobility? Do you have a mobility change since we prayed for you the first time? Like, can you bend your knee farther or twist your back?
Oh, yeah. Let me sit down and see what it's like to stand up. That's easier.
Okay. Praise God.
So you can pray for him, and it's not...
Yeah.
I prayed for one guy. It took me four times. Not me, but I prayed for him four times, and then he got healed on the fourth time. So
and while they're praying, and this information may be familiar to all of you, or a lot of you, maybe the clergy, but we want everybody to get this because we want all your congregations. And if it just stirs up the clergy, make sure you get your people weaponized. Anytime you pray for somebody, and they say, "Well, it hurts right here." After you pray for them, you'll never hurt up here. That's almost always the spirit of affliction. So we want to make sure you bind the affliction off your body. So many times, pain and conditions are also influenced by spirits of affliction. I almost every time pray that prayer. Before I pray for the healing, I'll pray for the spirit of affliction. I'll put the body now, some more of that. And when I pray for the healing, for people who aren't used to praying for the sick, there's nowhere in the scripture Jesus ever asked the Father to heal anybody. Jesus had authority.
Thank you, Lord.
He had jurisdiction, so he commands. If a policeman arrests somebody, he doesn't call back to the station and ask the police chief, "Hey, would you please do something about this guy?" He says, "No, I'll give you something about him. Tell him." So you're there to tell them what to do. In Jesus' name.
Okay.
But the spirit of affliction thing is a big deal. We said it a lot in Africa, but I just pray for it.
Thank you, Lord.
I think over 80% of stuff has a square foot attached to it. So I'll go ahead and deal with that.
Lord, I praise
you. So we've got a lot of stuff out of the way, but we've got to go. And then we always ask them at the beginning, let's see, y'all, what's your pay level? And then we're able to ask them afterwards, so what's your pay level? And they say, well, what's the 5 mils, 4 or 2? You know you got progress. And also, if they say it's a 10, and almost every time when you pray for them, they say it's like a 2, you pray again, it's like a 2. Almost 100% of the time, if the pain level is like 80% better, it's going to go away completely. You can go ahead and walk away. So what we're talking about is getting more prophetic words that can change your life. It can change your life because it had a confrontation with Jesus. Or pray for their healing. You know, and this is going to come into play as you live. We do the street thing. Just, when it's a good thing to do, people will, who aren't church, will come to your church. And encounter God. You know, body will come.
God didn't design.
That's really the biblical model. People were added to the church.
People fall off their bodies.
As a result of having a supernatural.
Okay, so there's a disconnect. There, you know,
but we become Methodists. Everything's a Methodist.
So Jesus,
we just want the newest method, the most effective method. The most effective method
has to be left. It was never to send you back. Could
you explain the affliction a little bit more, like how you would pray for the
spirit of affliction?
Yeah.
I just bind it off of them in Jesus' name. I just bind any spirit of affliction off of their body. I actually bind every spirit of affliction off of their body, soul, or spirit.
Well, right.
Off of, you know, it could be affecting their emotions, right?
Can you talk about that in Scripture, the spirit of affliction?
Yeah, it talks about afflicting spirits.
There was one that bound a lady into, the one that bound the lady, and she was bent over, and Jesus said, He set her free from that spirit of affliction.
Yeah, also, when you talk to people, when you minister to people who have real serious issues like pornography, it's almost, the scripture talks about unclean spirits. I always pray for unclean, those things. But I just bind those things.
Okay.
I just bind this off of you physically, spiritually, and emotionally. You know, I bind it up physically, your spirit, soul, and body. And then I go after your throat.
Is the spirit of affliction the same or different than the spirit of
infirmity? It's similar. Yes.
So real quick, I left something out by mistake. So you kind of ask them how they're doing. So what just happened here, is it Father David?
Yes.
Okay. Father David was praying, and he said, do you feel heat in your back? And he said, yeah, my back feels really warm right now. And so that's a sign that God's at work doing something. So he just prayed into that. So what I meant to tell you, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of, I feel like I'm not doing a great job with this, but
you're doing great.
You ask them what's going on, you pray for them, and then you can say, when we were praying, this is what I normally say, when we were praying, did you feel anything? Was anything going on? They may say no, they may, and I've seen this happen a few times, one with a New Age person, where they felt warmth or heat go into that area, and they say it feels really good. Or they could say nothing happens, but they get healed anyway. And so, and then I would ask them, you know, where's your pain level at now? And you kind of go from there. And I think I think our friend went away, so I don't know what happened. But we were going to ask him how he was doing. But that's, and you could pray a few times, but you just bless them in Jesus' name. Look, you're not going to make God look bad, okay? This is his thing, all right? So he heals, and he wants to heal through you. And he's going to use that to demonstrate his glory. So thank you for everyone who came up here and everything. So
David is, I'm so proud of him because of the first time he ever shared all this in a formal way was our youth conference, which was awesome. So this is his first time with just a room full of adults. So I'm really proud of him.
Yeah.
And tomorrow morning, for those who come, I'm going to pray for you. God will release the spirit of boldness on you. This is a real quick story about somebody I don't know personally, but I know I've heard the story. Cool. He was on an airplane. It was Easter weekend, and he was flying, I think, from like Detroit to Philadelphia or someplace. And he got on the plane, and he really sent the Holy Spirit. Tell him, so he asked the steward, he said, "You want to talk about Jesus this Easter?" And the steward said, "Yeah." So he stood up in front of the whole plane, first class, and just began just to show, it's Easter morning, you know, Jesus on the cross, yada yada. If anybody wants to get prayer, Jesus wants to heal you. And he said, "I'll be in the back of the plane for anybody, yada yada yada." And so we went and sat down. Then another steward came, another waitress, or steward, like they came to and said, "Would you come and share more of that with the maid cabin too?" And so they gave him the loudspeaker to speak over the thing. So there's just the spirit of boldness being released. God hasn't given me the airplane or courage to go for that. But
do that on LLs.
Yeah. That's right.
A lot of praying goes on LL, yes.
Do you mind if I pray for everybody real quick?
Sure.
Well, first of all, how's it?
My knees are doing better.
All right.
And she says I'm moving faster.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for being our example. Also, if anyone has a pain that's just really annoying them, I want to pray for you after this, okay? I don't want you to walk away with just a ton of pain. But can everyone stand up?
And Bobby? Right? Bobby, is there a Bobby?
I don't think we have a Bobby.
You have a Bobby? Is anybody connected to a Bobby? And what I'll do with this, if nobody does, I'll look for Bobby.
She's connected to a Bobby. You're connected to a Bobby, you said?
I kept sensing a Bobby and something about a piece of property. And so I don't know what that's about. I don't know if there's a piece of property that needs to be sold, that's been hung up, that God's going to release, or God's going to release a piece of property into their hands. So if you remember this Bobby is, you might want to contact them and say, "Hey, there was this work given." And they go, "Yeah, I'm trying to pray for it." I gave a word to somebody one time, and there's just a couple, he had a t-shirt on, they were in their 60s, and said, "I don't give words about financial breakthroughs a lot, so I know that I know that's really abused." I said, "God's going to give you a financial breakthrough." And I was praying for a bunch of people. That's what bothered them. And then some weeks later, maybe a couple months later, I got a testimony from one of the pastors of the church said, that guy was living with his children because he had pretty much lost everything, didn't have much. But there was a court case that he was a part of like 12 years earlier. He'd just been dead. And like right after I gave him that word, the court case came back open and he won the case and he's now wealthy. So call Bobby.
Awesome. Well, and if a couple people want to stick around for extracurricular, we're going to pray for someone else afterwards, so if you don't mind. So I just want you just to hold out your hands. I just want to pray real quick. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to come. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Holy Spirit, just thank you for releasing your gifts, even right now in Jesus' name, even more. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your healing anointing landing on people. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all your gifts. Thank you for the revelation of being in Christ. Just pour out your spirit more and more, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. How many of you, your schedule is going to allow you to be here tomorrow? Okay. And for those of you who can come and it's a little scary, we'll protect you. Don't worry about it. We want you to have a good experience. We want you to see God do some stuff, and it'll be fun.
9:45?
9:45.
Okay, cool.